Swearing, smut, filth, sexual innuendo, or anything LGBTQI++ related, then please fuck off now. If you're still here, strap on in, pun intended, and enjoy the ride.
Hey Samantha, how you doing?
Oh, hi Ellie, how are you?
I'm alright. How's everything gone this week?
Well, I'm living with a lunatic.
Why are you living with a lunatic? I don't know what you mean. Must be Reggie.
No. Yesterday, Ellie decided, in her crazy craziness, to dress up in her Buzz Lightyear costume and then walk around the streets of where we live.
Yeah. So we took Reggie for a walk and I decided I'd dress up as Buzz Lightyear in the fancy dress costume. So yeah, a few neighbours jumped out of their houses and were like, what the hell are you doing? Are you actually doing that in real life? To which I was hysterical laughing, telling them, yep, this is what I'm doing.
And then what did you decide to do within sort of about half an hour of us getting home from the walk?
So while we were doing the walk, lots of people were beeping their horns, were really smiling. People were kind of getting their kids out in front of their houses to kind of see Buzz Lightyear go by with our massive dog. And I thought, actually, this is quite a good thing for people to kind of lift people's spirits and give a bit of joy to the kids. So I decided to do a NHS fundraiser to hopefully raise money for the NHS, whereby people who live in our city can tell me what road they live on. And then during my or our social distancing walk, go down, well, we'll basically do a route and navigate around Salisbury to be able to visit those people and try and give people a little bit of joy when we're on our walk. And then I managed to infiltrate Sam and
not for the first time,
not sexually this time in this particular scenario. So yeah, so you're going to join me as well, aren't you? So.
Yeah, against my better judgment, I am. Because it's for a great cause. It's all for the NHS, and you've raised £65 so far?
Yeah, £65 plus gift aid, so not doing too badly.
Reggie didn't have a choice.
No, Reggie is literally under duress. So, yeah, £65 plus gift aid so far. And literally, that was within a day, so... And I haven't really done anything because the weather's been so poor and it will ruin the costumes, so they need to be fighting for another day. So hopefully over the next few days, weeks, be able to get out there and get some kids smiling along with the adults. The adults seemed to love it yesterday.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, bless you. I'm not doing anything. It's for the amazing key workers that are kind of keeping people alive and working under horrific circumstances, really.
Absolutely. Shout out to our NHS and care workers and delivery drivers and teachers and police.
And people who are working in shops.
Ambulance people, just any fire service, anyone that... Lorry drivers, you know, delivering all the food and stuff still. Just a massive shout out to all the key workers.
Yeah, you guys are smashing it. So yeah, thank you. We had Tesco delivery today to get our food in the house as we're self-isolating.
Pot noodles, obviously.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, love a pot noodle.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been pregnant. Yeah.
You are craving pot noodle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one thing I will add to the whole, this is what we're doing for doing our social distancing walk, is that I have advised everybody when I'm saying that I'm going to their street that they need to stay either in their house waving out the window or on their drive, because obviously we need to meet the guidelines and make sure we comply with those. So, you know, doing it safely, because I wouldn't want people to put themselves or us at risk, because we have a little bundle of joy on board. Speaking of which, I am sat here like a complete lunatic. I have one of Reggie's toys in my jumper as though I have a belly. Sam,
the reason that she's doing this is because I don't think she can grasp. I don't think Ellie can quite grasp how impeding this bump is becoming on my movement forwards. And so it's just to teach her how it feels.
Yeah. So Sam's 19 weeks pregnant today. And now I have a Reggie huge ball down my jumper while doing the podcast, because apparently I need to know what it's like. So.
I mean, that's a lot lighter than what I'm carrying, but you do look pregnant with that ball there.
I know, and I'm still sporting my keep your legs as wide as possible, displaying your crotch, which is always lovely, I'm sure. But yeah, so how are you feeling?
What?
Baby wise.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, we've got our 20-week scan next week where we're going to find out if we're having a boy or a girl. And before loads of you start asking, like, we don't mind if it is a boy or a girl as long as they are healthy and happy. That's all that matters.
Yes, and we are both abundantly aware that gender norms do not exist, because we both are walking, talking examples of that. We do not conform to any kind of gender norm or societal norm, probably in any way, shape or form, but that's okay, and we love that. So yeah, our kid probably won't either, but it's entirely up to them. They can define whoever they want to be, and we will love them regardless.
I mean, as long as they don't want plaits in their hair, girl, yeah, or boy, because I haven't got a clue how to do that.
Yeah, they
You're
will probably
be doing that Hoover trick.
They'll probably have the worst hair in playgroup in school if we have anything to do with it.
No, Si, our hairdresser, can sort out their hair.
Okay. I don't know. He doesn't do, like, styling for, you know, long hair, though.
Oh, yeah. If it's a girl or a boy that has long hair, then obviously we'll go somewhere else. But if it's a girl who wants short hair or a boy that wants short hair, then we'll take them to Si.
Yeah.
Shout out to Si.
Shout out to Si at Jimmy's in Salisbury.
Woo!
Yeah, so we're going to talk about films today, and kind of films that have had an impact or we watched while we were growing up, some of which...
Or I educated you on, because you'd never seen them.
There's one film of those in that category.
I think there's more than one.
Okay, allegedly there's more than one. We'll see. However, it was more to talk about kind of the impact they had, that those films had on our lives, and maybe some of you have watched them, maybe some of you haven't. So if you haven't, then maybe check them out.
Let's just do a disclaimer before we start talking about the films. We are not LGBTQ plus experts in films.
Yeah.
We're just not. Like, we're just going to talk about the films that we happen to have watched and that we like. And we know that there are hundreds of LGBT plus QQQI films out there. And so we would love your recommendations of films to watch.
Yeah, 100%. Although I'm not good with subtitles, so it needs to be, like, dubbed or
anything.
I'm lazy. I hate reading. I don't read books. Don't read magazines. So reading subtitles.
Love reading Facebook,
don't you? Love reading Facebook. I love a bit of Facebook. But yeah, so we're completely not movie buffs when it comes to this. We're not experts in history. We are literally giving our opinion and our view on how we watched the film and our take away from that film. So yeah, did you want to start with the film?
Oh my god, I love But I'm a Cheerleader. What a fucking amazing film.
Because?
Well, it's about, spoiler alert, it's about a lesbian cheerleader that gets sent off to one of those kind of correctional camps where they're trying to, like, make you straight. And all the people, like, march around and they're like, straight is great, straight is great. And then all of the people at the camp end up, like, pairing off with each other in same-sex couples. And it's just absolutely hilarious. It's got,
Is it meant to be hilarious?
Yes, it's meant to be. Okay. It's absolutely hilarious. It's got the lady in it that's in Orange is the New Black, crazy hair.
Quite a lot of ladies that were in there.
Crazy, not crazy eyes, the one that had crazy hair.
The one who's in Russian Doll.
Yes. That yeah. lady. She's in it. She's like the main character. She's the cheerleader.
She's the cheerleader. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Great film.
Okay. My film that I watched that was kind of life-changing and made me realise where we were at that time and now in 2020 where we are in this time, was If Walls Could Talk Too.
Love that film.
Yeah, fantastic film. So for those who haven't seen it, there's several kind of...
Three
different stories. The first one is an elderly lady whose lesbian partner has passed away, and effectively the family come in, take all the belongings, the house, because there's no such thing as being able to leave a will or belongings to a same-sex partner, and the parents didn't recognise that as a legitimate relationship, so therefore took all the belongings. So that was quite an emotional one. And then, was it Ellen was the next one, or was
it was the fit motorcyclist. Oh,
yeah.
That's half the reason I fell in love with you. You have a motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm so a hot. Motorcyclist and have motorbikes. So, yeah, that got you moist, didn't they?
Yeah, that was like during the sort of 60s, 70s when there was like a revolution, that part, and they were just kind of saying like you shouldn't dress like a man, and she was like, I'm who I am, and then yeah, it's just
and she hot. Bound as well, so she would bind her tits. I don't know whether I should say tits. Breasticles. She would bind her mams.
Oh, I hate that word.
I know, I love mams. Got some great mams. Yeah, so she would bind, and effectively her...
You love that word.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so that was quite hot. The other one, if...
Then it's Sharon Stone and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And they have a baby, what we're doing.
Yeah, and that is the most hilarious
short Ellen's film. Boobs!
Yeah. That is...
And Sharon Stone's boobies.
A good point. Yeah, you do get to see both their boobs, which is incredible. So we love that for who they are. And obviously, you know, if Ellen knew how big she'd become in future, I wonder if she'd still do that. I don't know. She wouldn't do that now, would she? She's still looking banging for being in her 60s, isn't
she? Back off, bitch. I think every fucking lesbian in the world wants to bang Ellen.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd beat you.
People who prefer... Femme probably wouldn't want to bang her, would they?
Yeah, but she can femme it up or butcher it up. She's quite good at doing that.
Oh, she's fit.
I mean, I'd definitely have a threesome with her and her wife.
Wow.
Portia de Rossi is fit.
Portia is also quite hot.
She's fit. When she cut her hair short, I was like... Sorry.
If you can't see, Sam literally looks like she's going to sleep.
No,
that was her snore face.
Absolutely not. How rude.
Love it. So what other films have had an impact on your life or made you go, whoa?
I really love Carol.
Who's she? I'm going to fucking kill her. What is Carol about?
Come on, you've watched Carol.
I'm asking you.
Well, Carol is about, so it's set in kind of the 1950s. And Carol comes into a toy store and starts flirting with the female assistant in the toy store. And then they start this kind of love affair where she ends up running away from her husband. It's just so beautifully filmed. It's just the magic of falling in love with a woman.
Aww.
It's beautiful.
There you go. That's how it is, and then you meet on her and actually just bang each other as soon as you walk through the door. Not quite as romantic, is it?
One can dream, one can dream.
Yeah, you could have been swept off your feet by me. You kind of were, but in a very different way.
I love the fact we're talking about this beautiful film that was nominated for quite a lot of Oscars, and then you're talking about banging me against the wall, literally after we just met.
All right, you're changing. These hormones are kicking in. You're, like, becoming all maternal and prim and proper. What's going on with you?
No, we're talking about this beautiful film and you're just talking about banging.
You have met me.
Another amazing film is Milk.
Oh, now Milk is fantastic.
Just so amazing.
So Milk, for those who know or don't know, is about Harvey Milk. which is a film about Harvey Milk from California in San Francisco. Go on, you're well up on it.
Dustin Lance Black, who is Tom Daly's husband, directed it. And it's Sean Penn plays Harvey Milk, and he plays him, he does him such justice. And it looks at his life from when he first moved to the Castro in San Francisco, and kind of his political career and the turmoil in his personal life and what it was like at that time in kind of like the late 60s, early 70s, being a gay man. And then living towards the AIDS epidemic, and just what he did. He was basically called the gay mayor of San Francisco, and what he did for gay rights. And it looks at his life, and unfortunately it documents up until the point of his death, which is incredibly sad. But it just does such justice, and Dustin Lance Black is just such an amazing storyteller that you feel like you're there. Any gay person who is interested in the history of our kind of people should definitely watch that film.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Which Ellie had not watched until.
I hadn't. So I have been to Castro, I've been to San Francisco. I went when I was 30. I spent my 30-year-old birthday while I was over there. Interestingly, I went when Folsom was on, which is the leather festival, where, yeah, kinky as fuck. I'm not overly into all of that kind of leather wear type thing, but was definitely up for looking at it. So I went to Folsom, saw all of the chaps and puppies and adult babies and all of that stuff. Like, yeah, incredible experience. Absolutely loved it. Was just, yeah, eye-opening, educational, hot, everything. Yeah, mental. Loved it.
But you managed to go around San Francisco and you didn't know who Harvey Milk was.
I know, so that is a bit of a fail. So
not a fail. I felt really, like, honoured in some ways to be able to teach you about him.
Yeah, I mean, what an incredible man. And for me to have gone to San Francisco is a bit of a betrayal not knowing that. But there are still generations that don't know that. And I think it's really important to be able to, you know, teach our generation and generations to come our history. And, you know, people do take for granted now, which is, you know, I do to a certain degree when I'm walking down the street and I hold your hand. Like, it wasn't me personally that fought for that right to be able to hold hands with you and walk down the street, but people fought to enable me to.
Even for non-gay people, just the way that you go about political change in a non-violent way. And the way that you can see change. And it might take a really long time, but he did it the right way. And that's why he's so inspirational. Like, I think a lot of people probably don't know that he was Jewish as well. And he just stood up for so many people. And he was campaigning. He didn't just go to the gay people. He, like, went to all minorities within San Francisco. Like, he went to black people, Hispanic people, disabled people, Christians, like, anybody. He didn't care, like, who you were. He would speak to everyone. And I think that's just such a great
testament to the man he was and what he represented.
Yeah, and he understood that if you take small groups of minorities and put them together, you come up with a really strong voice to stand against kind of social norms or the norms that have been set, you know, for the majority of people, and yet you can stand up against them and change them. And that's what he did.
Yeah, he pushed massive boundaries. There's huge trans activist marches that would go on with him. He really did pave the way for how San Francisco and Castro would party and politically.
Well, and the whole of California. Like, he stopped a bill being passed that would prevent gay people from being teachers. And he did that. He took what he was doing in the Castro, in his small district, and made it so that it went across the whole of California and stopped this bill. And by using the same tactics or ways of integrating himself into different parts of society to stop something. I just think, wow, like, what a guy. What a guy.
Yeah, he also enlisted the movement for banning cause. So he stopped people. The Lager cause was anti-gay, and so he kind of rallied against people using cause.
Yeah, because they fired one of their drivers because they found out he was gay, and that literally came from that.
Yeah, and you know, cause was a huge brand. It still is a huge brand, but I think, you know, certainly that's not the only brand that has stood against, you know, gay rights and really, you know, spouted hate and were homophobic about things. But certainly that's a brand that had to turn itself around because actually people were starting to stand up and, you know, rise against it. So
Freehold is another amazing gay film.
Sam is quite autistic, so she will just go, like, from one to the other. She's like, I'm bored of this now, and next.
No, it's not that I'm bored of it. I just want to talk about Ellen Page.
Go on, then.
It is Ellen Page, isn't it?
For what?
That's it. She's in the umbrella thingy and Juno and stuff.
Juno,
that's,
yeah,
Ellen,
yeah.
Ellen Page, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was talking about the singer then.
No.
No. Oh, Ellen Page, man. She's another fee.
Okay, storyline-wise.
Okay, so Freehold is a film that's based on a true story. Ellen Page's character meets an older lady. She's a cop. She's been diagnosed with cancer. They've been together for a little while. And the police officer that's dying of cancer wants to leave her pension and all of her kind of like dying within work money to her partner, and she's not allowed because the police association that she works in doesn't recognize same-sex couples, and so they have, there's this massive political battle to ensure that she gets the money, which is the, you know, the same as any kind of home heterosexual couple would be entitled to. It's based on a true story. It's an absolutely amazing film.
Yeah.
Another film that I got you to watch.
It is another film you got me to watch. I've only watched it once, so I'm not right up on remembering all of the bits and pieces and ins and outs, literally. But yeah, no, it was a good film. I enjoyed watching that. It was quite emotional. It was quite emotive. It was quite hot in places from memory.
It's called Freehold, yeah, Freehold.
Yeah, and
it's got Julianne Moore in it as well. She's pretty fit as well.
Jesus Christ. Do you see, literally, it's like, oh, they're fit, we've got to watch this film. They're fit, got to watch this film.
Yeah, totes. What about Better Than Chocolate?
Oh, we will go on to Better Than Chocolate, but I feel like we're very much lesbian heavy right now. I want to go on to Birdcage. Robin Williams, what a film. Oh my god. So Birdcage is about a drag bar. So Robin Williams, that's Robin as in the amazing actor who sadly passed away through suicide, which is very, very sad. He is an incredible drag queen and lives with another very camp drag queen, and it's all about effectively his son who meets somebody that wants to marry, who's in a heterosexual couple, and him and his fiance wants the parents to meet, and it is hysterical. It is campers tits. It is drag show meets, I don't know, I can't even think of what.
Can
kind
I
of
tell you my favorite part of that film?
Go on.
When they serve the dinner on the plates and all the penises all over them.
Yeah, there's Greek plates, and it's a bit like Fawlty Towers in that one of the guy who, in inverted commas, is the waiter, who's not, he's actually a drag queen. There's all these Greek kind of mythological kind of bowls, and they're all loads of cocks and bollocks all over it. And yeah, it's a quick get the soup in as soon as possible so we can fill the bowl up and cover up the dick, which, you know, it's important to do. So, yeah, loved that film. Better than chocolate. Go on, then.
What a film.
She's well fit.
Yeah, the butch one, that's well fit. I mean, they paint each other naked and then, like, roll around.
Yeah, the naked painting is fit. I enjoyed it more for the comic moments, like when there's dildos scattered across the whole, like, place and the mum comes over to stay and just, yeah, cocks everything. And then she finds the vibrator.
And she's like, and then she has to, like, buy new batteries because she's, like, worn them out.
Yeah, love that. So that's a funny film, if you want that kind of film.
Ooh, what about Bound?
Bound, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is fair.
First time I watched that was with you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Had you not watched it before?
No.
Oh my god.
I think we definitely ended up having sex after that.
I think definitely. Probably during it as well, I imagine. Probably. Yeah, that is fair. Although Corey's voice is really annoying.
Yeah, but you can kind of block that out. You need to kind of tell the listeners what Bound is about.
So Bound is a kind of... It's almost like a porn film that's been made. It's definitely a film and there is very little sex in it.
It's like but soft, by soft porn,
but by virtue of, oh, I'm a plumber, let me fix your pipes. Oh, we end up fucking. Oh, your, I can't remember if it's boyfriend or husband, is a massive gangster, and then there's like fingers being cut off and deaths and all sorts of stuff. It's like random as fuck. God knows where they got the plot line from, but it's hot, so that's all we care about. Don't watch it if you're into actual, genuine, amazing plot lines, because that will not be the film for you. But if you're...
Yeah, Carol, amazing plot. Bound, go and have a wank afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. You can have a wank, you can fuck your missus, like, you know, whatever you're down with.
Or your sir.
Well, yeah, they could be missus. Mr., Mrs., I can't imagine gay men would particularly enjoy it. There's no cock.
Yeah, but there's some time.
That's like cock block if it's gay men.
Yeah.
It's not. It's probably not the one. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That is a great film.
Epic film.
It's a great stage production as well.
Yes, I've seen it on stage. I've seen the film many a time.
I've seen it on stage too.
I've got it on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
So Priscilla is, well, it's about three drag queens who
are travelling to Alice Springs, which is in the middle of Australia, because one of the drag queens has a son and he lives in Alice Springs, and so they take a bus to travel there.
Yes, and there's a big show, darling.
Darling.
So
if you want to see a bus with a giant fucking stiletto with a drag queen with like this massive cape driving through a desert,
that's the film for you.
Your bag. It's got to be your bag
or shoe
or cape.
Yeah, that is a impressive film. Yeah, I love that one. Tu Wong Fu, incredible film. Wesley Snipes. Yeah. Patrick Swayze. Can't for the life of me remember what the third drag queen is called. But my God, like, if you look at Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes, they are butch kind of guys, like Muscle Mary types, you know, obviously very straight looking, straight acting. Tu Wong Fu, they drag it up to the max. They look fantastic.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that Patrick Swayze was also in, say, what's that film called? Dirty Dancing.
Wouldn't
believe it.
Poles apart in terms of performance, in terms of how they work and act. So effectively, they are drag queens that go across to Los Angeles for a drag queen competition, and some hilarious, tragic, and interesting things happen along the way, and they have some interesting paths to cross while they are on their road trip. So it's similar to Priscilla, but it is a a little bit different, a few plot twists. So yeah, that's a good one to get involved with. It is hilarious, but also get your tissues ready. And I don't mean for the wanking, I mean for the tears. So I think that's probably enough chatting absolute crap for however long we have.
Speak for yourself.
I am, and I will. Story of my life. Yeah, so if you've got any comments, suggestions, feedback, as long as it's nice.
More films for us to watch.
Yeah, definitely more films for us to watch. We are definitely up for that. Just no subtitles, because I can't bear it.
I love subtitles.
I hate them. You can watch them in another room. I'll just crack on.
I'm up with that.
Yeah, I'll crack on with something else. But yeah, so we'll leave you to it. And have a lovely evening. See you later, my lovers.
Bye now. Bye.
Toodle pips. Thanks for listening to Spill the LGBT. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please rate, review, share and subscribe, as that helps other listeners find this podcast. For you fabulous, positive, constructive people, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. There you can help give us topics, link us to exciting people to speak with or interview, or give us things to discuss in future episodes. This is a podcast for our community, so want it to be engaging. Thanks very much. Latest, my lovers.